everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope, Scope for the 8th of April. So it's one of those lot going on days. We've also got, you know, a solar new moon eclipse as well that's taking place in Pisces. So there's just a lot going on. So we've got the Sun making a semi-sextile to Jupiter, Venus making a semi-square to Jupiter as well, the Moon's North Node going stationary retrograde, as I said, that new moon solar eclipse, the moon void, of course, also starts at 1921, and it's also a super moon, new moon eclipse as well. So yeah, a lot going on. And to top it off, we've got the Sun making a conjunction to Chiron. So yeah, so first I'm going to talk about the Sun semi-sextile Jupiter. So the Sun's in the constellation of Pisces, Jupiter's in Aries. It's exact on the 8th of April at 8:10 a.m. and it's going to leave us about the 9th, 10th, so it's just sort of like a soul energy that can increase our confidence, optimism and sense of well-being. So working well with all the conjunction parallels Mars and Saturn are making, and the Sun as well that I talked about yesterday, it can bring a sense of luck and success as well. And the combination of Pisces' intuitive nature with Aries' boldness can create a powerful synergy, so it can amplify our new moon rituals and our new moon intentions as well. But negatively, it can make us too overconfident, taking on too much. So just remember, yeah, new moon's not all about, oh, let's start everything now. You can just set intentions if you feel like starting things, but you can just stagger it, because the energy of the new moon lasts for 2 weeks. But as this is a solar eclipse as well, with the new moon as well, the energy is going to last right up into the next solar eclipse new moon, so the next like 3 to 6 months as well. So it can help us push ourselves through, but it can make us, as I said, just think we can do everything, we can be overspend, be grandiose, you know, just thinking, oh, look at me, I've got all the money spending. And then the next day you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I've just spent my rent. So just be careful what you're doing. Make sure, yes, be optimistic, but make sure you plan your risk and make sure you consider all the consequences as well. The best use of this energy is to sort of like use it for your personal and professional growth, plan trips abroad, go on psychological spiritual journeys as well, trust your intuition, take a leap of faith, and just be a bit more optimistic about your life in general as well. Also, it's allows us to network and seek out mentors or advisors, because we all need a mentor sometimes, you know, the right one as well. And in the meantime, you can be your own mentor as well. And it can just give us that deeper sense of just being generous, so people can be more charitable. Venus is semi-square to Jupiter, and Venus is in Pisces and Jupiter's in Aries. So again, it just adds to the positive vibes, allows us to be more creative, appreciate art and harmony and beauty a bit more as well. But negatively, it can make us more impulsive, especially when it comes to matters of love, and excessive and indulgent, because that's what Jupiter does. It expands everything. Yeah, it can make us feel optimistic, but it can make us overdo it. So make sure you don't overextend yourself financially or emotionally or spiritually, as this can cause us to lose balance within ourselves and in our relationships as well. So the best use of this energy is to practice moderation, seek balance, remain grounded, avoid being impulsive in your decisions, words and actions, and take calculated risks that sort of like increases your overall well-being, rather than ones that are just short-lived, like, oh, let's spend all my money on entertainment right now and drinks and socializing, and then again not having enough money to meet your other needs, you know. So as I said, the Sun also makes a conjunction to Chiron, while the Sun's in Pisces and Chiron's in Pisces, so it's like a synergic energy coming together on this solar super moon new moon eclipse. So it just allows us to, you know, really grow on a personal level by confronting our own healing, starting to continue that work of unearthing and trying to resolve our emotional, psychological and spiritual wounds. It gives us a chance to be more self-aware and opportunity to share our emotions with others and be vulnerable and, you know, talk with others, and this can be very healing for some of you. Some of you may be triggered by other people's actions, and they may not necessarily be doing it on purpose, but it can seem that way to you. But whatever happens now, instead of blowing up at the other person, unless they are overstepping your boundaries, but even then, the best thing for you to do if you are triggered is to just confront your deepest emotions and ask yourself, what is it from your past that needs to be healed so you can move forward? So good energy for self-care and just, you know, reaching out for support from those you can trust, whether it be a family member, a partner, a friend or colleague. It's a good energy to do all forms of therapy, counselling, journaling, healing work, self-reflection, confronting the shadow, and, you know, all forms of spiritual, emotional, psychological healing practices as well. And although you may want to run, as I said, try and confront your wounds, and as long as you're willing to take the time step by step daily to work towards your healing, it can be achieved. And if you want to know more about the super new moon eclipse, check out the separate audio where I've delved deeper into it as well. So these energies of today are just really confronting that and supporting that new moon solar eclipse energy that really just wants us to take a new leap of faith into the unknown and to change our lives for the best over time. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 8th of April.